about the reasons for invading Iraq. He claimed that Saddam, brutal dictator though he was, had weapons of mass destruction. No such weapons, as we now know, were found. Sorry, guys. We're nervous about this. This president rode roughshod over the United Nations, doing untold damage to the cause of multilateralism and the potential for peaceful resolution of conflict around the world. This president's war has caused tens of thousands of deaths and injuries in Iraq, thousands of civilians and military deaths among Iraqis, and hundreds of deaths among the invading troops. This president went to war with no coherent plan for a post-war Iraq. It has come as no surprise that while Baghdad's hospitals were looted, the oil ministry was one of the few buildings that was protected. And this president denies that he authorized torture in Iraq or elsewhere, but he certainly created the conditions for the most brutal and appalling brutality. This president continues to provide over ongoing human rights violations in Guantanamo Bay. This president promised peace and security to the people of Iraq. Yet today, Iraq and the whole of the Middle East is further away from peace. Our Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, knows all of this, but he is still intent on welcoming George Bush to Ireland. We know he has no intention of challenging Mr. Bush on what is happening in Iraq. They are simply not on the agenda. There will be tough talk, but there will be no tough talk where it counts face to face with the President. We are told this visit is to discuss EU-US relations. That Mr. Bush is meeting the Taoiseach in his capacity as President of the European Council. So the Taoiseach has a unique opportunity. He can speak out for the people of Ireland. He can speak out for the people of Europe. All across Europe, millions of people have protested against the war in Iraq, including millions of people in countries whose governments supported the war. Let Bertie Ahern, as President of the European Council, the man who claims he could be President of the Commission if he wanted to, let him now speak out on behalf of ordinary Europeans. Let him tell Mr. Bush that he doesn't speak for us. Let him say, don't count us in. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.